103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
And good evening, sports fans. Terrence Arney here for the last episode of Coach's Corner this season, and what a season it's been. I'm joined by the WRBI Sports Director, Jim Williams. Jim, you came in halfway through the season, but still, you still got to hear and see a good portion of what sports is like here in Southeastern Indiana.
Yeah, we use the word director loosely for sure, but yeah, it's been fabulous, Terrence, and the sheer number of games that we've done. I think I surpassed in just those last couple months of the basketball season more than any of the full seasons I've done in other parts of the country. So it's been great to be here so far, and hopefully we have a lot farther to go in future years.
Yeah, no doubt. Tons of inventory, and that's kind of what brought this show together. I thought, Jim, how wonderful would it be to go back and relive some of those top moments, of those top games that we had and broadcasted live for you right here on WRBI. But none of that, including this show, would be possible without our wonderful sponsors, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. If you are tuning in looking for Reds action, you're in the right place. First pitch is at 6:40. We'll get you out to Great American. You will not miss a single pitch. The Phillies in town to take on the Reds. Phillies 14-8. They right now are second in the National League East, and the Reds 12-9. That puts them at third in the National League Central. Again, first pitch at 6:40.
And how about that bullpen all getting together, led by latest acquisition to fill in after Frankie Montas had to leave the mound when he got hit by a hit ball.
Yeah, sometimes you got to lean on a lot of them, a lot of arms to get you through a season. So we wanted to put together some of the greatest moments because of the Reds game. We're going to condense this down. We were thinking 10, but we're going to condense this down to 5 and maybe throw a few honorable mentions in there. The first honorable mention that comes to mind for me, Jim, was the OA men's soccer team. They won their sectional against Union County 17-3. They only lost 3 games.
Wow.
All season, all of those losses were by 1 point. So a margin of all 3 losses was merely three goals.
For the entire season.
Correct.
That's impressive.
And they take on their all-time nemesis in Greenwood Christian in the regional championship game. It was at Greenwood Christian, and they did not have a scoreboard. Why do I mention that?
Oh, well.
No scoreboard, no clock, and as the game was winding down, OA was awarded a free kick, but they couldn't get the kickoff in time because they had no idea how much time was on the clock. Time expires, and they fall 1-0. But that was just one of those moments that sticks out in my mind as just a crazy moment, and we had it here live for you on Country 103.9 WRBI.
And see, that soccer result then lends to some of the highlights that we have in basketball. I wasn't aware that those young people knew each other so well.
Yes, they do. They do.
Very interesting.
All right, so we're going to line up the top 5 for you here. But first, we'll take a quick break. And we come back, we've got the top 5 most memorable moments right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Ison here from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Ison's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Ison's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehrings has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehrings today. Whirlpool and Gehrings, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to Coach's Corner. Special thanks to Ison's Family Pizza, Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt Nelco and George's Pharmacy. And Jim, let's get into this top five.
Absolutely.
We talked about it. You came on board right in the thick of basketball season.
Early December, yeah.
And there was some great basketball moments, particularly in the women's game. And if you go just up the road to Greensburg, you will see a phenomenal basketball squad. They spent a good portion of the season ranked in the upper echelon of the state rankings. In fact, they took that into the sectional 29 play, found themselves in the championship game. This took place on February 3rd of 2024. And if you were listening, this is what you heard.
A very low-scoring affair for the Pirates. It might be just enough. Off and running is Allie Powers. Powers cuts across the lane, then sends it back to the arc. Straightaway three for West. In and out. Rebound. No. Offensive board. They don't get the shot. Another offensive board, and a putback is good for Larrison. And the Pirates with a comfortable lead, 29-14. Bulldogs trying to make it a game here late. Catherman has the ball, gets it back. Goes down the right side of the lane, kicks it out for three. That one doesn't draw iron, net, or anything. And the Greensburg student section, kind enough to serenade her with the air ball chant. Going the other way, though, a big three ball from Miley Wilkinson goes down. And the Pirates with their largest lead of the night. Kathman down the lane, straight to the rack, off the glass. It's good. Where has that been? They dump it inside for West, and she's just clobbered. We'll call that one a frustration foul. Allison Peters came down all over the top of West. West took exception to it. Almost a steal. Bodies on the floor. Pirates come away with it. They go directly inside to West. And the much smaller Maddie Haskant with the block there. They ought to give her that play just for the hustle.
That's right.
Peters trying to back West down. Turnaround jumper. Good. She's done that a couple of times here in the second half, just not enough times. Straightaway three coming from Adams. Big shot to give the Pirates an 18-point lead, 38-20. Greensburg faithful rise to their feet. A standing ovation for these young ladies. An incredible season. And that'll do it. Double zeros on the clock, and the Greensburg Pirates, the Lady Pirates, are champions of sectional 29.
And the final score there was 41-22. It was one of the lowest scoring games we saw in the playoffs or in the regular season all year, Terrence, in hoops. But the Greensburg Pirates got it done.
Yes, they definitely did that night. And then they would go on to play in a regional championship. Unfortunately, that's where their season would end. But several accolades bestowed upon that team. Leah West, a 1,000-point score in just her junior year.
In just her junior year.
Right. She was selected to the Indiana All-Stars. She'll be played in that game. And head coach Jason Simpson also selected as an assistant coach for the Indiana All-Stars. So congratulations to that whole squad. Congratulations on the sectional championship. And that comes in at number five, most memorable moment. Let's move on to number four.
Number four goes back to the fall and to the gridiron.
Yes.
And this is in Class 3A, where the Batesville Bulldogs had to head out to Indian Creek, where they had also had, as I understand it, a regular season game.
Yeah, they played them. They opened up the season the past several years with Indian Creek. When you ask head coach Evan Ulrey, he said he always liked to start out with them because he always had the feeling he'd see them later on down the road.
And they sure did, and you were there.
No doubt about it. If you were listening on November 3rd, 2023, this is what it sounded like.
Back under center, handoff again to Pullman. Pullman stopped briefly and then bust through into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Gage Pullman, a five-yard run, comes with 5:32 and a very efficient, methodical drive by the Batesville Bulldogs.
They're going to go for two here. It is Kreckler with the direct snap off of an offset line. And the Bulldogs open it up 8-0 to start the game. Sauer back to pass again, looking to his left, got a man wide open. The slant is there. And on this drive, three different patterns on the slant, able to hit Bobby Everton. This time, Everton for the touchdown. Kick is up and is good. The Braves draw within one of the Bulldogs, 8-7 with 1:45 left to go. Going to hand it off, and Pullman waltzes in, standing up, went off the left tackle, Tom, and found the blue painted area for the second Bulldog touchdown of the night.
They ran off left tackle and found the opening, and Pullman danced in unmolested.
They go back to that offset formation, a late pitch to Pullman for the two-point conversion. So on both Bulldog touchdowns, the Bulldogs go for the two-point conversion. They convert them both. It's 16-7. Geisel takes the snap, stands in, steps up in the pocket, throws a strike to the end zone, caught. Bulldog, touchdown. Cade Kaiser worked his way up from right to left, stood tall right in the center of the goalpost, and climbed the ladder to snatch that pass down. His first touchdown, first reception of the game. 23-7, Bulldogs on top of the Indian Creek Braves.
And the Bulldogs are going to win that game. 29-13, they won that sectional title. And, Jim, they would go ahead and host a regional championship game right here in Batesville. And listen, hosting that regional game, the buzz through town that week was something amazing.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Batesville had not hosted a regional football game in quite some time. Again, a great season for the Bulldogs. They roll through the small division of the EIAC. The only blemish in the regular season was the home game they hosted East Central Trojans. We'll talk about them a little later
on. Yeah, a little bit.
But a great season for the Bulldogs, and that was a great night. It was really what Friday Night Lights is all about.
No kidding. Yeah, it was great to – be able to go through these games and hear the audio from what we had. And I just wish I could have been there.
No worries. I haven't seen
any football around here yet.
So no worries.
I'm still new.
We've got plenty of inventory coming up here come the fall. And we've got more of our top 10 moments coming up after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital. The quality care you want close by.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
It is the last Coach's Corner of the season, and we're looking back on some of the top memorable moments throughout the season. Special thanks to our sponsors, of course, the title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza. The guys have been wonderful this year, just like every single year. Such gracious hosts. We appreciate Cecil and his crew so, so much. Also want to say thanks to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. So, Jim, we had 5 and 4.
Called by yourself and Matt Miller and yourself and Tom Snape.
And now let's move on to 3. And this is when you had actually came on the scene.
I had arrived. Yeah, this was in March.
Yeah, so you had an opportunity to be a part of this one.
And I got to one of the most iconic places that I had no idea I would be going to.
Mm-hmm.
Coach John Wooden's High School.
Wow.
And they were playing on the John Wooden Court in Martinsville. And as I've seen at so many schools, these gyms are massive mm-hmm. for the number of basketball fans that we have in Indiana. It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, great. There's more. More to come. But this was a huge one. Former Oldenburg Academy boys coach Gary Mormon joined me. Of course, he's been succeeded by the athletic director, Michael Higdon, who does a great job. And the Twisters did a great job against those rivals mm-hmm. that we heard about from football, Greenwood Christian Academy.
Adam drives baseline, 1-on-4, and gets it back up front to Stenger, who hits 3! Jacob Stenger! 2 trays in this first quarter, makes it 13-11, Gary, in favor of Oldenburg.
Putting the Twisters on top with a minute to go in the first quarter.
Back up front to Weber. Over to Stenger on the left. And now into the lane to Wanstroth. He is harassed and puts up an 8-footer for 2. Henry with 8 points in this first half. Oldenburg's ball on their baseline. Adam Weber to inbound. And the freshman goes to Connor Miles. Boer jumps past him and Miles puts it down for 2.
3-point game, Jim.
Jacob Cornelius has it now for Oldenburg. He drives right of the lane, off the glass, in for two. Nice drive for Jacob Cornelius. You can see how he started.
Woo! There's that interception.
Great steal. Great steal by Jacob Stenger, who's having a huge game. He goes all the way for the layup. It's 42-39, 3 minutes remaining.
And that was just what we were talking about, Jim.
Exactly.
Throwing that pass out near the timeline, picking it off, laying it in for OA.
They couldn't have written it up better.
It's not over if OA could hit a three here.
This is going to be Oldenburg's ball on the baseline under their own bucket. 15 and a half seconds left. They're down seven. Connor Miles. Got it! Miles for two. It's 47-42 with 13 seconds.
They need to hit a real quick three, get a steal or a foul and a miss, and then hit another one. But if he hits two of them, the season is over for the Twisters.
And the first one goes down for Noah Reed. He's 3 of 3, all in this fourth quarter. 48-42, 8.6 seconds remaining. And Greenwood's Noah Reed does end it at 49-42. 7 seconds. Zach Hoff brings it across midcourt for Oldenburg. Down to the corner they go for three. It is an air ball, and that is it.
GCA 49, OA 42. But a very, very hard-fought game. I thought the Twisters acquitted themselves very well.
They did indeed, certainly earning some respect.
And, of course, most people around southeastern Indiana know Coach Mormon as Ace still, but I had his two names right there. But that was an exciting contest to see, and as you could tell, the Twisters could have pulled it out.
It was
tight, even though the margin ended up being 7 points at the end.
Yeah, I was scoreboard watching that day on that one. had another regional game myself, but was scoreboard watching there, and it looked like it just remained in that 2 to 3 possession range. And at any moment, you felt like, boy, OA can punch this thing through and get it done.
And they absolutely could have done it if GCA, Greenwood Christian Academy, had not had their superstar, mm-hmm. Max Boer. Mm. Boer was everything for that team and really, really an impressive young man. But the Twisters put it all together,
And
they were right there on the edge.
And a great season for the Twisters. I mean, they make it to that regional game, winning their sectional, only their third sectional championship in school history.
Wow.
So they were definitely riding high going into that one. But as you mentioned, all those pesky Cougars from Greenwood Christian Academy gets them once again. And that was our number three most memorable moment heard here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Let's move on forward. Stay with basketball and talk about number two. And this involves yet another 1,000-point scorer in southeastern Indiana. And for all practical purposes, Jim, we'll call it the dunk heard around southeastern Indiana. Took place on February the 20th, 2024. If you were in the building that night, Cole Henry scored his 1,000th point with a thunderous dunk. And this is what it sounded like in the gym that night. Pretty much speechless.
Absolutely.
And when I say the dunk heard around the world, as you could hear, that gym exploded, and he put down a thunderous dunk. He knew.
Oh, yeah.
He knew that this was his 1,000 point. You know, they kind of stopped the game. And
I'm a 998. I got to do it.
Yeah. They slowed things down, stopped the game momentarily, presented him with a commemorative ball. Really, really a special moment for a great kid.
Hey, and the Raiders went on to pummel Rising Sun in that one, 81-42. So he could have scored 1,000 points in that game.
So it would seem, you know, another honorable mention to make. make this list. Speaking of South Ripley, would have been the South Ripley girls basketball squad. They won the Ripley County tournament that year. And as a lot of the smaller schools, Jim, as you'll find, they refer to that tournament as the Batesville Invitational. Right?
Really? Okay.
But not so the case this year. It was the South Ripley Raiders. They did play the Lady Bulldogs in that championship game, but the Raiders put on a game of the ages, and they were able to host the trophy. Big moment for those young ladies. Definitely an honorable mention. We've got one more moment to go.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, let's take a quick break and come back, and as we discuss and announce to all the number one most memorable moment as heard right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
On April 27th, join Margaret Mary Health for the Walk With Me Hospice 5K. Hospice services are designed to ensure those nearing the end of life have the care they need to remain as comfortable as possible. To support the Margaret Mary Health Foundation's Hospice Fund, you may choose to walk or run the 5K, or purchase a yard sign in honor of a loved one. Registration is available online by visiting the events section at mmhealth.org.
For over a century, Great Plains Communications has been keeping homes and businesses connected to the latest technology solutions, powered by our growing 100% fiber network. Our local technicians and customer service representatives in our local call centers are here to help you choose the solutions that exceed your expectations and deliver an exceptional customer experience. So don't settle for anything less than best. Call 877-839-9494 or visit gpcom.com today. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Thank you so much for joining us for this final Coach's Corner of the season as we commemorate and look back over the top most memorable moments heard right here on 103.9 WRBI. I want to thank our sponsors, because they really do make this broadcast and so many others possible. They've been wonderful to us all season long. Of course, Eisen's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. And Jim, also a special thanks to all the coaches, all the student athletes that came out week after week help make this show what it is.
Hey, absolutely. And they were visiting with you at Eisen's every week. It was often crowded in there, especially when the coaches brought some of the young people, the athletes in, and it's terrific. And if folks really want to come by and see the show live, mm-hmm. we do encourage that, and hopefully we can get some of that going even stronger in the fall. But yeah, Cecil and company really are great hosts, and I consumed a few too many slices and subs over there, but I'm trying to cut down for the summer.
Understood. Want to get that summer body together. Let's recap. We've made our way up to number one. Number five was February the 3rd, 2024. That was the girls' sectional 29, as Greensburg took the sectional title. They defeated Batesville 41-22.
And number four came last November 3rd in the Class 3A sectional playoff football matchup, when it was Batesville beating Indian Creek 29-13.
Yeah, that was the first time the Bulldogs had an opportunity to host a regional championship at home in quite some time. They hosted Heritage Hills, and who was actually who they hosted the last time they hosted a regional championship game. Let's move on. Number three, that was the boys sectional class 1A sectional playoff with the Twisters. The men's Twisters team taking on their nemesis, Greenwood Christian Academy, there in Martinsville. The Twisters played with great great valor throughout. Looked like they might be able to equal an out, but just the Cougars just able to hang on and get the 49-42 victory, ending their season. The third sectional championship in school history, though, to get them to that regional playoff.
And number two that we just heard a few moments ago came on February 20th of this year. The young man knew he was at 998 points for his career. And as I understand it, an outstanding young man, great academics, and just terrific at South Ripley High. And it was Cole Henry, senior for the Raiders, jamming the ball to score the 999th and 1,000th points of his high school career. South Ripley won the game over Rising Sun easily, 81-42. And what we had was the crowd just responding to him, and it was incredible, and it went on a while.
Yeah, the dunk heard around southeastern Indiana. Cole Henry and his 1,000th point. That brings us, Jim, to number one. We've talked about a lot of schools in this area. We've talked about Batesville and football and basketball. Talked about Greensburg. Talked about South Ripley. There's one school we haven't talked about just yet.
In Class 4A, from what I understand.
In Class 4A, this game took place, it might be a hint here, late in the year, November the 25th. 2023, if you were listening to the Sports Voice of Southeastern Indiana, this is what you heard.
Going forward toward the end zone, do we get a signal? Touchdown! A four-yard touchdown on the quarterback keeper for Burton, and East Central on the board first. The handoff, it's a fake to Perry. They're going over the middle to Tuggle. It's got it, the 40, 30, he's gone, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Tuggle catches it and takes it in from 65 yards out. Fourth and goal for Northwood from the Trojan 3-yard line here. Northwood trying to punch this in and make it a 2-touchdown game. Raiders shotgun. It's a bad snap over his head back to the 35-yard, 25-yard line. Raider picks it up, chucks it to the right side, and it's intercepted. Carson Pizanka gets the interception at the 10-yard line. It's Trojan ball. First and 10. This one's a flip back to Ringer. Ringer's got room across the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Josh Ringer taken down at the 38-yard line. A big gain for Josh Ringer. Puts him over 200 yards on the day. Back to pass. Straight back is Raider looking over the middle of the field. It's intercepted. Moses caught that ball at around the 30-yard line. Weaved his way through traffic to the left side of the field and took it all the way to the end zone for the touchdown. A pick six for Moses Wheat. Brothers in the backfield, double handoff Ringer. Ringer getting a block of the 20.
Oh,
gone.
Yeah.
Five touchdown.
Woo.
Touchdown number 60 on the season for Josh Ringer. This one from 26 yards out on the double handoff. The clock reaches triple zeros. And the East Central Trojans have captured the 2023 Class 4A State Championship, going undefeated 15-0 and winning back-to-back state championships, the fourth state championship in East Central history.
And there you have it. You know, Terrence, if Nitro Tuggle had been playing some other team, he would have had a really good day at Lucas Oil Stadium with 221 yards. But the East Central Trojans had Josh Ringer racking up 257, and Moses Wheat with that amazing interception return. It was just not to be against the Trojans.
Not that day and not that year. The Trojans go undefeated on the season, winning back-to-back state titles. Josh Ringer, of course, would go on to be Mr. Football. So many of the athletes on that squad received accolades, getting nods and looks from various scouts and programs at the next level. Just an unbelievable season. And when you talk to Coach Jake Miners about that season and about that team, he will tell you that the seniors, a senior-led team that came in the season wanting to be unforgettable. They wanted to do something that had never been done in school history. That was going back-to-back for state championships. They wanted the undefeated season, and they got it all.
Absolutely. Really made it happen, and congratulations to the Trojans. I pity myself for not being able to have seen him play, but we'll try and keep up with Josh as he's headed off to a smaller school, which surprised a lot of folks, but he'll no doubt tear up the smaller division.
Well, you know, the thing about NFL, and I've heard scouts and assistant coaches alike say, we put a lot of stock into it. But it really doesn't matter where you play. If you're good, they will find you.
They know. Yeah. Yes. They have eyes everywhere.
Exactly. They will find you. So congratulations to the East Central Trojans football team for being our number one most memorable moment of the 23-24 season. Again, back-to-back state champs, undefeated season, and Mr. Football.
Incredible.
All in one package. It was really, really good. And again, can't say enough to thank our sponsors and the community for supporting Coach's Corner for another season. We look forward to this little brief hiatus, but we look forward more to being back with you come fall when we get to crank it up and start it all over again, talking to these coaches, to these student athletes, and getting you an opportunity to try to get to know them just a little bit more than just in the box score.
I was going to ask, please, are you planning to return to us in the fall? But it sounds like you are, so yay us.
I can't wait. I literally can't wait. We'll go away for a little bit, maybe for the first 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like, whew, glad to get a little break. And then about the fourth or fifth week, I'm itching, ready to get back at it again.
There you go. Well, and a lot of these young people are keeping busy here in the springtime with baseball and softball going on. The softball pitching at Greensburg is epic and unbelievable. And talk to that young lady who's the freshman who can wind it out there about 70 miles an hour. And we'll get her on the air at some point as well. Just terrific. And the coach is great as well. And, even the younger crew, Rob LaFerry's Batesville boys, junior varsity, are undefeated so far.
There you go. There you go. So a lot of great athletics going on here in the latter parts of the school year. Again, just once again want to thank Cecil, his crew over at Ison's Family Pizza, as well as our other wonderful sponsors for making this year possible. Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health, and of course, Ison's Family Pizza. So from all of us here at WRBI, including Abby Brinson, John Heil, my main man Jim Williams, is Terrence Arneson. Thanks so much for joining us. Please enjoy the rest of your sports week, but more importantly, enjoy the Reds game as you join them live in the pregame show. Phillies at the Reds coming up next.
Listen Monday nights at 6 for Coach's Corner from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville on 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.